Welcome to your booster shot from the AWB Education Network. This podcast series is our opportunity to dive even deeper into the topics and skills that will help you lead your school with confidence. Check out information on our partners along with additional resources and services at www.awbeducation.org. Now, here is your booster shot.
Hello and welcome, boosters. This is the first episode in our new line of Booster Shot editions, where we dive deep into a crucial topic for school leaders. We'll explore practical strategies, share real-world examples, and offer actionable insights to help you effectively implement your vision and achieve your goals. Let's get started. All right, joining me today is the esteemed Chris Wetzel, an expert in educational leadership and the founder of Coaching to the Next Level. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I am thrilled to have you on our podcast. But before we jump in, can you tell our audience a little bit about the work that you do at Coaching to the Next Level?
Yeah, we're primarily focused on empowering leaders and transforming teams. And we do that through what we call a space of confidential thinking partner.
Okay.
We feel like that the administrators, leaders, do not have the opportunity to have that space enough to have someone who is confidential that can come beside them and think with them. So our primary means for doing that is coaching. So we're a coaching company.
That is awesome. I would agree. There's just not enough of that opportunity for us to just collaborate with somebody in a safe space all the time.
Yes.
That's good. Well, let's dive into our topic today. So, Chris, we as school leaders, we spend countless hours creating these fantastic strategic plans, but the challenge often lies in actually implementing them. I mean, personally, I've been part of multiple mission vision exercises in school districts. And through that process, we've come up with some great statements of what we believe in and what we stand for. But however, without action, those are just words. Can you share some key strategies for bridging that gap to action?
Sure. We really believe that one of the key ideas around doing a strategic plan that we get buried in is the action itself.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're really a people-oriented company, you know, equipping people and coaching people,
mm-hmm.
we focus really on the people process. And to do that, when it comes to strategic plans, people get lost, I think, Adam, in the fact that there is a real value to this process called a strategic plan.
Sure.
There are people behind that. And we focus as much on that readiness to understand the why and also teaching people how to get others around them when it comes to strategic plan. And involve them because, you know, how leaders are. They are just told either verbatim
mm-hmm.
or in innuendos. Mm-hmm. It's all on you.
That's true.
And so as leaders, what do we tend to do? We own that. We own that cape, that Superman cape.
Absolutely.
And we forget to surround people around us. And so that's really something that we do different when it comes to putting action and putting implementation plans together.
Kind of that end in mind mentality. Really got to know where you're going first before you know how to get there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Can you share an example of how a school leader successfully has turned a strategic plan into action?
Yeah, so I'm working with a district right now in Colorado that they did a wonderful job of putting a strategic plan together. Then this superintendent figured out, wait a minute, I gotta put this into action as we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And in humility, they came to me and said, Chris, I don't know how to do this. I just don't. We put together a really good plan. We believe it's a plan, a good plan, and I believe it's a good plan. We don't know how to do this. So I've engaged with them in the process of saying, okay, here's what an implementation plan looks like, and trying to focus more on figuring out, first of all, what their committee and their administrators' strengths are when it comes to assigning tasks.
Okay.
So what we do sometimes in strategic plans is we really get down to the nitty-gritty. Then we put it somewhere and we hope that it's going to come to life. What we believe is that, one, you have to surround yourself with a team. Two, you have to find out the strengths of that team. And we are very strength-based oriented at Coaching Next Level. We harp it, we pursue it, we coach about it. And so what we do in this process on the front end is really identify who the players are, what their strengths are, and then put together frameworks of accountability. Then you can put the, here are the milestones, here are the action steps, mm-hmm. here's the timeline. That comes together much easier. And that's usually, to be honest with you, the emphasis of a plan. And we leave out the people and we leave out the accountability piece. So that's what we're doing with this district currently, actually.
That's interesting. That's cool. What would be some of the biggest challenges then you think that our leaders face when they're trying to do it, doing that work you're talking about right now, getting that strategic plan implemented and get it going?
Yeah, there's a couple things. One, we teach a lot about more is caught than taught. Mm. And when leaders give other people the opportunity to see the quality work they're doing, see how they handle themselves, see how they conduct business, that's more, they catch on quicker than when we try to tell them or mm-hmm. push them or whatever it might be, the path of watching people learn. So the first thing I say to people is, you need to be part of the process, not leading the process, Adam, mm-hmm. which takes care of the biggest hurdle. When an administrator, a busy administrator, is leading the process, guess where this goes down on the list of issues with parents, issues with the budget?
Absolutely.
Issues, it falls down. When they become part of the process and someone facilitates it, it takes on a much stronger life of itself, and the leader gets to speak into it as they should as a leader. When we're facilitating, we act differently. We just do. And we don't get to put our stamp on our part of this, that we have a strength or a motivation or something about us that's going to speak into this plan. So that's a big change. I would call it flip the script mm-hmm. on how to handle putting a plan together and giving it life.
So that kind of leads into the next thing I was wondering about. I mean, what you're describing there, obviously, being a school leader, it can get very overwhelming. You just described a ton of it, right? And that might even be on a good day, right? We might have a kid trash classroom. We might have something else happening, right? All of the other things that can go along with just a day that ends in Y, being a school leader. When you're feeling overwhelmed, I mean, what advice do you have to try to get through that part with the strategic planning process?
Yeah, lean into the team that has been set for you. That's why we feel it's so important. For example, the group we're working with right now, they were successful, honestly, in their strategic plan because they had a steering committee that they carefully assembled,
okay.
trained, and had them do the strategic plan. A lot of times with strategic plans, what happens is that does happen, Adam, but then it's dispersed. So guess what? So the quote-unquote experts can take over while the experts are running around running a building or a district. So we really believe in flipping the script, meaning it's just as important to keep that steering committee involved in the execution, the implementation. For the leader, what we do is we impress upon, and I just had a meeting the other day, when we talked about this and said, hey, we're going to keep that committee together. I'm going to do an assessment like I do with anybody I coach, mm-hmm. do an assessment of their strengths and align that to the tasks and the responsibilities with the actual plan, the implementation of the plan.
Sure.
And more than that, we will, Coaching Next Level, will be facilitating reviews, monthly reviews. So again, when the leader hears that, it actually energizes them because it's not on themselves alone, mm-hmm. which again is that Superman mentality of I got to do it. And what we try to do on the front end, we front load it with, here's all the strategies that's going to mean that you're not going to burn out during this process. And it just happens to, in this district, this superintendent is leaving and we're actually doing a search for a new superintendent. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get much of this going because the new superintendent is likely going to be inexperienced. The last thing we want them to do is to have this pressure. So it's probably one of the best case scenarios I've seen yet. Mm-hmm. And the leadership and the board is buying into it.
Well, I think you just proved the purpose of the team, right? So you have a member that has to leave the process. That doesn't mean the process stops. You still need to work through that with who's there. Because at the end of the day, the school district's still there. We still have a need for students. We still have a need for that plan to move forward.
Yes. And the best people to answer questions about the strategic plan often don't have an office at the school.
Yeah, it's true.
Often don't have a title at the school.
That's very true. Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying that they're often the best people to sell what the district is doing to stakeholders, which
absolutely.
Is, let's go back to the root of this. That's really what this is about,
mm-hmm.
is putting together a plan that is addressing the needs of the community and the stakeholders and the kids. So I think it's a win-win.
So I'm going to pretend that we can just fast forward, right? And
yep.
We've got a plan that we've put together. We feel good about it. We're getting ready to roll this out. How about a few key steps that school leaders can take to ensure that that strategic plan and that rollout is going to be successful?
Yeah, I think part of it lies in the front end work of identifying who is the best players on that team. When I say team, the administrative team and the steering committee, who, you know, in our world, who is really interactive. And it's back to being strength-based. It's not really to me about, well, you've got to put it on your website. Well, you've got to do this. Well, you've got to do that. No, what you have to do is put it in the right places based on who's going to drive that and be accountable for that. Because we can make great plans, but if it doesn't translate, it doesn't translate.
That's right, so back to example, just words again, right? Yeah, absolutely.
If you have a community member on there who just knows a ton of people or community members, what do you want them to do? You want them to be part of that actionable step of putting it where it needs to be, messaging it out. However it is,
mm-hmm.
You have people on there that are super creative that we don't tap into. What do we need to do? In our case, we would tap into that creativity and say, how would you put this out in a creative way? We assume we know the answers. And yes, we might know the answers, but when we build capacity around us, involve others, it's a win. We have to fight that urge to be Superman because we're told to do that.
That's right.
We have to fight that urge.
It's all on me, right? It's all on me.
Yeah,
that's true. How do you effectively communicate this then? You're talking about with those community members and getting that word out there. What are some strategies to communicate that effectively out to students and staff and parents?
Yeah. So when we have our first meeting, which really our first meeting is taking the plan, looking at it and identifying the people we have in the room, mm-hmm. and what they can do with that, then we would break it down into groups that we want to send a voice to. So if it's students, we need to be working with students to get it out to them. If it's community, we work with community, figure out what are the local outlets to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's staff, we figure out what's the best way to do that. All along, it is being driven by someone who's part of that group, not someone outside of that group. Why? Because they have a pulse on where that needs to go. We can think, I've seen it many times, we thought put in a newspaper ad was going to work. Well, come to find out in many communities, well, actually they're not reading it.
Yeah.
And we thought that's a good idea. If we would have asked people, they would have told us it was not a good idea.
Sure.
So you look to pockets of groups and you figure out how that voice and that narrative is going to connect with them. And it can be looked multiple ways.
What role does data play in all of this? How do we use data to turn these strategic plans into action?
Yeah. So to kind of recap some things, mm-hmm. kind of go back, part of the key is to break goals into actionable milestones. That's part of that, what we usually see in a quote unquote plan that's on the shelf or that quote unquote plan that's on the website. That's important. That involves data, breaking goals into actionable steps. Assigning clear accountability is another big step. We've talked about it. How people are going to be accountable. Again, data has to do with that. Creating regular checkpoints is huge. So for example, with this district, I will be facilitating a meeting each month, a review. We will share data to the stakeholders and the board around where we're at. What is that? That's a confirmation that the data is matching, in their case, what those, you know, key indicators of success are. So I think it's huge. It's other, the other thing is data, you know, people can argue about that. Data is as objective as you can get. So we want to right, argue about things. Data has a way of somewhat clearing that up because it's more objective. So I think it's key.
Any other strategies in measuring that success? You started talking a little bit about it there, but you know, at the end of the day, a great rollout is only as good as our follow-up, right? So what are some ways that we can make sure that what we're doing is having the effect that we want it to have?
Well, I think a good strategic plan has what we would call, or it could be called differently, key indicators of success, which is a picture. The other thing I like about milestones is how are people rallying around those, what I would call their events, they're tangible. For example, we're going to pilot a program. This is what we expect from that. We're looking for clear improvement, either in student performance or communication with the teachers or whatever it might be. I think you're looking for tangible growth. And when you can do that, then it loops back to, are we achieving that plan? So again, to me, it's about tangible things. It's about those milestones. It's not so much about the actions that lead to it are important, but did we accomplish whatever we said that was a milestone? And then celebrate around that. That's another way of communicating. Right? On the achievement of that milestone.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, I think we forget that part. We're always so busy just to, oh, what's the next problem that we can try to solve? And that just kind of comes with the territory. Chris, this stuff is awesome. This is really good. And if I was to give a quick sum up here, the one thing for sure that's a good takeaway for me out of this is take off the cape and find a partner. I mean, that's really what's going to make some success come here. And you and your crew, this sounds like a good partnership.
Yes, we enjoy doing it, and it links up to, you know, for us, that piece is transforming teams, and part of transforming a team is having a clear plan.
Chris, this is great, great stuff. Now, how can our listeners find out more about your work and get connected with the resources you offer?
Yeah, there's really two ways that I have found kind of our network is growing. The first is our website, which is coaching2tnl.org, pretty simple. And then on there, you can ask to be on our list, and we send out insights and information twice a month. The other way is just put Chris at before that, and you have my email, chris@coaching2tnl.org.
That's awesome.
Love to chat with people.
Easy, easy. Well, easy, and we have that in our show notes for this episode as well. So reach out to Chris. I would advise you to take advantage of the offered opportunities that they can provide to really partner with you in this work. I appreciate your time with us today. Boosters, there you have it. Some powerful advice from Chris Wetzel on turning your strategic plans into a reality. Thanks again, Chris. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And as always, we will have another Morning Boost coming out tomorrow with a tip to help you in this work that only a few have the ability to do. So thank you for being one of those few. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this episode of your Booster Shot from AWB Education. Want to join in this mission? We are always looking for partners to help provide what our school leaders need to thrive and survive. Contact us through our webpage at www.awbeducation.org to get connected. Otherwise, remember you are doing the job that only a few are strong enough to do. Thanks for being one of the few. We will talk with you again next time.